Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this time of year, the new year, a lot of times people are talking about their resolutions and what they're planning to do and hoping that this is going to be a good year. Well, it is a new year, new start, I guess, if you will. And hopefully, if we're trying to live our life according to Thus Saith the Lord, it'll be a good year. You will turn with me with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Paul writes and says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You know, you hear some people talk about the past year that we've had. It's just, we want things to be different. We want things to be new. We want things to be better. Well, brothers and sisters, if we are in Christ, no matter what year it is, no matter what's going through our life, if we are in Christ, brethren, we are a new creature. Old things are passed away. That's in the past. You know, there's some things in my past that I don't ever want to relive. But I'm thankful I don't live in the past. I have to look forward. Now, I don't know how long that future will be. I don't know how long I'll be here. I don't know how long any of us are going to be here. But the time that we have, brothers and sisters, remember that we are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. I'd love to just read the whole chapter, but we just don't have the time to do so. So verse 17, Paul would write, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts." Brothers and sisters, we're supposed to be that new creature. Let's not revert to the old. Let's focus on the new. Let's focus on His Word, not being blinded by our ignorance of our hearts, not having this world to dominate our mind. Let's look upon Him and focus on Him throughout this new year, if you will. Verse 19, "Who being in past feeling have been given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness and greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ." Verse 21, "If so be that ye have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversations the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Let's put on the new man. We read first that if we're in Christ, we're a new creature. I hear so oftentimes in my, I'm not going to say my long life because I haven't been here that long, but the time that I've been here, a lot of times I hear people talk about the new years. It's like, it's a fresh start. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's change this. Let's do better. Brothers and sisters, we're in Christ. Amen. Regardless of what time of year it is, regardless of whatever year it may be, brethren, we are a new creature. Let's act like it. That's a resolution that we should try to stay with. And he says, put off the old conversation concerning the old man. Put that off. As in Hebrews, lay aside every weight. Brothers and sisters, let's run our race with patience. You know, that race that he refers to in Hebrews, it's not a sprint. It's not a 40-yard dash. That race is life, and we should take it as a marathon. Take it in stride. Try to do the best we can. And don't we try to prep for things like that? Hey, I tell you, if somebody just thought of one day, hey, you know what, I'm going to run a marathon, I don't think they'd be able to do it the next day. That's something you got to train for. Well, life, we need to be training for it, don't we? Yeah. The best way, the best tool we have to train for is His Word. So we are a new creature in Christ. I believe every one of us in here is a new creature in Christ. Why? Well, because for one thing, you're here. You're here. You know, the ones in the world have no use for the Word of God. It's foolishness unto them. Brothers and sisters, is it foolishness to us? Or are we feeling that new creature in Christ? We want to yearn for more of His Word. We want to learn more from His Word. We want to live according to thus saith the Lord. So Paul would write in Ephesians verse 23, he says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." How do we renew ourselves each and every day? You know, that's something we can do each and every day. We can renew. We can have that refreshing by spending some time with the Lord. Spending some time with Him in prayer. Spending some time with Him just reading His Word. Not just going through and, okay, I read that chapter, check the list, and go about our day. No, read it. Let it soak in. Meditate upon it throughout the day. You know, if you work outside a lot and you work in a very laborsome job, you know, breakfast, that's very important. You've got to have that breakfast. You've got to have that fuel for the rest of the day. You know, sometimes if you eat a good enough breakfast, that can carry you on for the rest until supper if you have to. I know sometimes I've had to work through lunch. And I was thankful for that good breakfast. I was thankful for that good meal that I had. Brothers and sisters, just like a good meal that we have of this physical food, let us partake of our daily bread and have that good meal in the morning. And we can have that and last us for the rest of the day. We can chew on that. We can meditate upon that. It'll help us carry us through. It's a new year. So it's a new year. How about a new you? How about a new me? You know, the older I get, the more I realize that there's a lot that I have no control over. The more and more I see that I have no control over. But one thing I do have control of, that's me. If I want to change something, I need to start with me. If I want to do better, I need to start with me. And one biggest thing is to deny me. Deny myself. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Learn of Him. Read His Word. See what His will for me is. Like I said earlier, new year, new me. I'm a new creature in Christ. If I'm going to be in Christ, I want to stay in Christ. Now I know that I am eternally secure in Him. But as we heard about the kingdom, we have to press into it. I want to stay in that kingdom. I want to stay close to the Lord. He's already promised in His Word that He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I'll never be alone here in this world. But brothers and sisters, I can remove myself here in this life as far as I can. Still never going to be out of the reach of God. No matter where I am, He can still come to me. He can still get me. He can still comfort me. But why? Why would I want to torture myself when I know that I could stay in Him? It's a new year, new me. I want to try to do better about staying in that kingdom, rejoicing in that kingdom, knowing the good truths that His Word has to offer. So, Verse 23, it said, renewing in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Verse 27, here's the big one right here. Neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. Brothers and sisters, if we're wanting to try to stay in that kingdom, we're going to have to leave this world behind. We're going to have to stay away from it. Because if I'm giving place from the devil, I'm losing ground in the kingdom. We have to press into the kingdom. But if we're giving place to the devil, we're giving further and further away. So neither give place to the devil. I like to think of the devil, he is think of this wild beast or whatever that could devour you like that. But he's chained. He can only go so far. You know that old dog over in the neighbor's yard? There's not a speck of grass in his chain yard because he's been dragging it around, chewing everything up inside. He's mean. He'll bite you if he gets the chance. Well, brothers and sisters, he's not going to bite you unless you get within that reach of that chain. Neither give place to the devil. I have no control over what the devil does. But there's some things that I'm sure I've suffered because of my ignorance. Because I've gone inside that circle. That's mine. That's on me. Neither give place to the devil. Let's gain ground in the kingdom, not lose it. Neither give place to the devil. Let's skip on down to verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. That's what we should be doing here in the church. We need to be edifying one another, helping one another, seeing what we could do to help our brethren and sisters in the church. That's how a good family operates. I love a good family that you can just see they're just tightly woven together. They get along. Everything's good. That's how a church is supposed to be. Church is supposed to be. We come together as brethren and sisters in Christ. Brothers and sisters, if we're in Christ, we are a new creature. Let's start fresh. Let's start fresh each and every day. It's a new day. It's a new start. So let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed of the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. We don't need any of that. There's enough of that in the world. We don't need it here. We don't need it in our homes. We don't need it in our heart. Verse 32, and be kind one to another. Well, that sounds simple, doesn't it? Sometimes it's hard to be kind to some people. Some people are not very kind to us. He says, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. That's the key. That's the key. If we say, I can't be nice to this person, I can't forgive this person, remember, all that Christ has forgiven us, amen, all that He has forgiven us, that's the key. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. I have to read that, forgiven me. All that He has forgiven me. That's the key right there, living and being kind one to another, forgiving one another. Remember, it's a new year, new me. I'm working on myself. What's that, a Christian under construction? That's how we always are. That's how we need to think. You know, that you've heard the old phrase, practice makes perfect. Well, I'll never reach perfection until I see my Lord in glory. But practice does make better.
Yeah.
Let's try to be better. So we know that we are a new creature. We've heard what Paul has been exhorting us to try to do, laying off the old man, the old conversations, lying and speaking ill of one another, anger and wrath, all these things, trying to lay it off. We've heard it. Now let's turn to James chapter 1 real quick. James chapter 1. Let's just get verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22. Yeah, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. A doer of the word, not just a hearer. We don't come to church just to hear, brothers and sisters. We come to church to hear the instructions and then go forth and do.
Amen.
New year, new me. I need to work on that. I need to do better at that. I'll never reach perfection here on this earth, but I can strive for it. That's my mark. That's what I need to try to do. But not be a hearer only, but be a doer of the word. And be doing of the good works. Now, talking about New Year's resolutions and whatnot, I hear a lot of times folks want to work on themselves, and it's like, well, I'd like to lose a little weight, and I'd like to do a little more exercise and do a little more weight lifting, like to improve my health. That's great. That's good. Good health is great. It's a wonderful thing. But in 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4, let me get into 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Paul would write to Timothy saying, for bodily exercise profiteth little. Now, I'm not harping on exercise. What he's saying is it's for a little while. It's only good for here. It's only good for a short time. Exercise is good. So don't read that wrong. It just profiteth for a little while. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that now is and that which is to come. Brothers and sisters, it's a new year, new me. It's great to exercise. It's great to better myself, but better ourselves in godliness because it's profitable unto all. The more we're in God's will, the more we're trying to do His will, brothers and sisters, all these other things, didn't he promise that? If we would seek the kingdom first, seek him first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. Isn't God great?
Amen.
Telling us what to do, and then if we do it, all the blessings. Now, he is such a great God. And I'm so thankful that he is God and not me. Because even in my disobedience, I'm still blessed. Remember the children of Israel? Even when they're stiff-necked and rebellious, the manna still fell. The water still poured from the rock. Their feet did not swell, nor did their clothes wax old these 40 years. They had to wander in that wilderness for 40 years because of their disobedience. But even the Lord took care of them through it. He's so great. He's so loving. He's so caring. Brothers and sisters, why not? Because if He is so great and so caring, why should we not strive to do the best we can for Him? Brothers and sisters, He's died for us. Let us live for Him. So, new year, new me. Let's work to do what we can to make a better life here in our while we live. But remember, godliness is profitable to all. Thank you. May the Lord bless you.